Tyrone is on vacation, the kids are back at school, and I'm Rex Latchford with another Day Page. Those are the headlines. Here now the news. Taking a look at the cover of today's New York Times, we have some headlines that are of interest. Obama's plan aims to rate colleges on affordability. President Obama plans to announce a ranking system for colleges based on tuition, graduation rates, and the percentage of lower-income students who attend. He ultimately wants to link those ratings to federal aid, and since higher education is so completely dependent on federal aid today, that essentially means that the federal government is going to be getting into the control and regulation of higher education to a greater degree than ever. Top secret court rebuked NSA on surveillance in 2011. The ruling held that the National Security Agency acted unconstitutionally by gathering tens of thousands of communications unrelated to terrorism. This smacks of a PR campaign wherein the government does some mea culpas, everybody becomes happy with being snooped on, and we go back to business as usual. That is not going to happen. This is a disinformation campaign, and the government is once again minimizing what's going on and lying about it. I think the real news here is that companies are going out of business now with the realization that they can't protect their customers' privacy or information. The question now is whether the economic impact is going to compare with 9/11 or exceed the economic damage that happened with 9/11. Pretty interesting stuff. Pardon rates remain low. And again, this is all from the cover of the New York Times. Despite promises to reform the criminal justice system, President Obama seldom uses the pardon power. It's an editorial on Bradley Manning's excessive sentence. In California, a champion for police cameras, Rialto, California has become the poster city for using cameras to police the police. Always a good thing. That's happening in Jersey, too, across the river from here in New York City. The scheme is backed by data showing a sharp decline in both the use of force and complaints against police officers. Cyprus Bank's bailout hands control to Russians. Russian plutocrats are poised to gain ownership of the Bank of Cyprus, the nation's biggest financial institution. That's Greece, of course, which is in economic ruin. And speaking of the Soviet Union, I tuned into RT.com last night to get some propaganda. Sometimes RT is pretty funny because they do a good job of trashing the United States for its own foibles. But last night there were stories about the chemical weapons attacks in Syria saying, oh no, it wasn't the Assad regime, it was the rebels that were doing this. Haven't tuned in yet on Al Jazeera America to see how much propaganda that is, and we will do that in the near future. Meanwhile, back to the headlines, France urges force in Syria if chemical allegations are true. The foreign minister spoke as other Westerners urged the Syrian government to permit UN inspectors to visit the site of the attack. UPS is ending health benefits for spouses of some workers. United Parcel Service cited costs associated with federal health care law in its move to eliminate benefits for spouses who can obtain coverage through their own employers. For folks in America who are employed by a fairly large company and have good health insurance are going to find that the benefits are declining as health care converges until everybody's getting the same health care, and that is one aspect of Obamacare that's going to make some people unhappy. More news, and this is just breaking in the last few moments as we are doing Day Page this morning in New York City at InfoWeb Broadcast Center. Bradley Manning has announced that he is female. Well, we saw that coming. And on that note, that is another Day Page for today, August 22nd, 2003. You can find all the Day Pages, collect them all, at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, and we'll see you tomorrow for another Day Page.